Hello, friends. Welcome to Islington Listens, wisdom from a community of faith that doesn't think the same, vote the same, or love the same, but we are trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus with compassion and hope. Hello, friends. Welcome to day one of the guided prayer retreat, Journey in Faith. Our first reflection is on the theme, community and belonging. Listen to the words of scripture from the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verses 16 to 22. But Ruth said, "Do not press me to leave you or to turn back from following you. Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. May the Lord do thus and so to me and more as well, if even death parts me from you." When Naomi saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more to her. So the two of them went on until they came to Bethlehem. When they came to Bethlehem, the whole town was stirred because of them. And the women said, "Is this Naomi?" She said to them, "Call me no longer Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt bitterly with me. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi when the Lord has dealt harshly with me and the Almighty has brought calamity upon me?" So Naomi returned together with Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, who came back from the country of Moab. They came to Bethlehem at the beginning of the barley harvest. The second scripture comes to us from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out. And Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel!" And he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call, lie down again." So Samuel went and lay down. The Lord called again, "Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call you, my son, lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again, a third time. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." The third scripture comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 43 to 49. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." The fourth scripture comes from the Gospel of John as well, chapter 4, verses 9 to 18. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria? Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, Give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. The woman said to him, Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us this well, and with his sons and his flocks drank from it? Jesus said to her, Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life. The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water. Jesus said to her, Go, call your husband and come back. The woman answered him, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, You are right in saying I have no husband, for you have five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true. The woman said to him, Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Hear these words of reflection written by a member of the Guided Prayer Network, A. Hills. For me, community is where we live and the people we are with. I experience belonging when I feel connected in a meaningful way to community. In the passage from John 4, the Samaritan woman was able to identify the community that she lived in. Not feeling a sense of belonging, she came to the well by herself because she had had many husbands and was not married to the one with whom she was living. This was her community. I connect with several diverse communities consisting of my church, coffee mates, the people I cook with to support the marginalized in our wider community, friends near where I live, the lives I touch volunteering at the hospital, and our immediate family. These communities are unique to myself, but they are also where I've been called to serve. Being a part of these communities gives me different ways of seeing what is happening around me and how God is working in my life. Being in community does not always mean we feel a sense of belonging. As I hear Philip asking Nathaniel to come and see, I sense an invitation to enter into a meaningful relationship with Jesus, to belong. We can use these words with others who wonder how to become involved in communities that we are a part of in significant ways. These simple words are a way to invite people to journey with Jesus and to find belonging. This is only the beginning. It is a starting point. As each of us journey through the week, we don't know where our paths will take us. We trust it will lead us to a deeper connection with God along our journey of faith. I wonder when you have been asked to come and see. I wonder how you would describe a community where you belong. Let us pray. Jesus, we give thanks that you invite us to come and see, to find community where we belong. Amen. Thanks for listening, friends. For other ways to connect, go to islingtonunited.org. May God's wisdom and love keep finding you.